Now, WMAL News at Noon. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Burns. The family of a missing 19-year-old from Prince George's County is headed down to Charlotte today following the news of a body being found there. Ashanti Billy's been missing since last Monday from a naval base in Norfolk where she worked at a sandwich shop. She had moved down there from Prince George's County for school. The FBI says there hasn't been any identification made yet on the body. Billy's car, phone, and a shoe were all found within a few miles of the base. Maryland's law against pharmaceutical price gouging, the first of its kind in the country, will be going into effect this weekend after an effort to block it was denied by a federal judge.
A group representing makers of generic prescription drugs sought to stop the law from taking effect tomorrow, calling it an unconstitutional overreach that will create market instability. U.S. District Judge Marvin Garbus denied the request by the Association for Accessible Medicines for an injunction as its lawsuit proceeds. He is allowing litigation to move forward on the association's contention that the law is vague, but dismissed its other arguments. Garbus wrote that the association has not persuaded him that the law is, quote, substantially likely to be held unconstitutional. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Fairfax County police have a suspect in custody accused of groping at least one woman on an exercise trail in Fairfax County. 21-year-old Jeremiah Tully has been charged with sexual assault and abduction with intent to defile. Police say he came up behind a woman and groped her on Thursday afternoon. But that's just one of several recent sexual assault cases on trails in Fairfax County. Police are investigating whether Tully's connected to any other assaults. As President Trump endures criticism on his response to Puerto Rico, he's deflecting blame today to Puerto Ricans themselves. Trump on Twitter says Puerto Rican officials want everything done for them and says the mayor of San Juan has shown poor leadership. Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz on MSNBC says she doesn't have time to think about a response to that.
I am not going to be distracted by small comments, by politics, by petty issues. This is one goal, and it is to save lives. This is a time when everyone shows their true colors.
Probably the last thing Puerto Ricans need is on the way. That's more rain.
There's still going to be an abundant amount of moisture and rainfall associated with this wave that moves across the region. The heaviest rainfall expected along the east coast of Puerto Rico and the mountainous regions. This is on top of what's already fallen.
Meteorologist Derek Van Dam there. For the first time, the Trump administration says it does have open lines of communication with North Korea, and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says he's interested in using them. Tillerson's telling reporters in China today the Chinese government is showing a renewed interest in bringing Pyongyang to the negotiating table. House Speaker Paul Ryan is praising the job Tom Price did as Health and Human Services Secretary, saying he's a good man. But Democrats, like Congressman Ruben Gallego of Arizona, are starting to see a pattern.
The reason this is occurring, the reason all these members are abusing all these Secretary of Cabinet members are abusing taxpayer funds because they see the president doing it. The president has already gone for 60 days to his own golf course, has flown, has wasted a lot of taxpayer money, and has actually, been charging the federal government for stays at his places.
Price resigned Friday following reports of expensive plane travel. The head of the Virginia Sheriff's Association says Governor Terry McAuliffe has canceled a meeting to talk about budget issues because a majority of sheriffs have endorsed the Republican candidate for governor. McAuliffe spokesman Brian Coy declined to comment on it. Coy does say, though, the sheriff's group is welcome to submit its budget concerns to the governor's office. He noted that McAuliffe has been active in seeking pay increases for sheriff deputies. A majority of sheriffs have endorsed Republican Ed Gillespie over Democrat Ralph Northam. At 12:04, we head back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with Bill Brozy.
Traffic is heavy on the inner loop of the Beltway, Colesville Road into University Boulevard. Average speed just 13 miles per hour in that stretch. Eastbound Route 66, an accident has everything down to one lane at Route 123, exit 60. Watch for an accident at Markham Street North near Little River Turnpike. All lanes blocked there. And a car fire in Virginia, southbound I-95, off to the shoulder at Lorton Road. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly sunny, high up around 68 today, down to around 50 and clear tonight. Tomorrow looking sunny, around 70 for a high. Monday and Tuesday both looking clear, high around 75. Right now, 63 in Centerville, 60 in Germantown. We're at 66 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo-jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The stock market hit another all-time record today.
As much as $10 billion in Social Security benefits go unclaimed every single year.
The Federal Reserve announced that they will raise interest rates by 250.
The skyrocketing cost of health care and retirement could now run $350,000.
Planning for retirement today is a whole new ballgame. It's loaded with challenges, obstacles, and trapdoors. But you can do this, and we can be your guide. Welcome to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson. Straightforward and objective advice on how you could make your money go further in retirement. And now, here's your host, Ron Carson.
You're wringing your hands over the news headlines in the personal finance magazines, and your judgment is clouded by all these talking heads on CNBC, Fox, MSNBC, you name it. You know, the frustrating thing is they're all the world's authority on their opinion. They're so convincing. But the problem is no one agrees with one another, and you're left wondering, what should I do? And then on top of that, you go to the cocktail talk with friends and colleagues, and one says you buy, one says hold, the other says sell, and the other says you're crazy for doing what you're considering doing. And it's just like advice we get in society as it relates to our health, exercise, diet. There's lots of information out there. Welcome to Wealth from Wisdom. I'm your co-host today, Ron Carson. Special guest, Mark Schlittman, one of my partners from Quincy, Illinois. We're going to talk about fundamentals and principles that are tried and true. I've been in the business for 35 years. Mark, you've been in the profession how long?
Just 21.
21 years. Yeah. Between just the two of us, we have 56 years of wisdom here.
Yeah.
And we're going to say it's tested in the trenches. This isn't theory. This is stuff we've seen actually work. And what you have to remember is when you're watching a TV show or you're reading something in a magazine, it's designed to keep you engaged. It's designed for you to buy the magazine. It's not designed for you to make better decisions. And it's going to confuse you. And you're going to make knee-jerk emotional decisions that will get you into trouble, cause pain and consequences, and it's not going to do what you want to do. What we're going to do is you follow the principles and fundamentals we're going to talk about today. You're going to create, I believe, tremendous wealth for your family, and it's not going to be about doing things that you can't control, about doing things you can't control. Because one of the things we know for certain, Mark, is it has very little to do with the market. It has everything to do with investor behavior. How do you not have these bad decisions? So you look at all the studies. Very few people come close to matching the stuff they actually own because they never own it at the right time. So we're going to walk through fundamentals and principles. If we do this, you're going to dramatically improve your chances of success.
Isn't it amazing, Ron? We were just talking about this in our office 3 weeks ago on a client review. And, of course, we're not recommending anything on air today, but we were looking at the performance of Apple stock, for example. And the client that was sitting across the table from me made the comment, you know, Mark, I would watch CNBC, watch Fox News, and every time Apple went to a new milestone, so when it hit $90 a share, then when it hit $100 a share, you would have commentation on TV saying, hey, sell, 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 now's the time to sell. Very few people said time to buy. Then it hits 125, then 150. And as you know, it was still the same type of commentary. And a lot of people would call our office out of concern. But having the conviction of why you own what you own, have the numbers really changed? Has the cash position changed in the security that you own? What has changed about the company besides that the stock price maybe is coming closer to valuation? And it's just very interesting when you hear the news on TV, how many people actually do listen to it, but it makes them make a knee-jerk reaction that may not be in their best interest or any other reason besides emotion taking over. And as you know, when it comes to emotions, the stomach does win quite a bit over the mind, but having that, you know, personalized game plan of why you own what you own and knowing why you own what you own in your portfolio can make a huge difference.
There's a great example. So one of the stocks, I can't mention the name here on the air because of regulatory issues, but I was talking to our director of research And I said, what's causing this particular stock to have such a run-up? And he said, well, this company, about 6 months ago, bought 25% of another company that went public, and the other company has skyrocketed. It's an artificial intelligence company. Mm-hmm. It's skyrocketed in value, and that's caused this other company's stock to go up. And he said, but the strange thing is, it's worth about $5 a share, and the stock's only gone up 2. And so it's a percentage. It was a huge percentage. And I said, well, that doesn't make any sense. He goes, it does, because it's a small cap stock. It's no institutional investors own it. He says, I guarantee you, Ron, most of the retail investors that own this stock don't even know that they own 25% of this other company. Wow. And I said, so people are making a decision where they're leaving maybe 30 to 40% upside today by selling it, because they're making a decision. I paid X, I can get Y, and actually the stock is way cheaper today than it was when the retail client probably bought it. They're not a professional to actually go through and dig through that. So emotion drives it, not logic as to what should I actually pay. Peter Lynch talked about this back when he bought Ford. Mm-hmm. When he bought Ford Motor Company in the 80s, he said he bought it for less than the cash they had on the balance sheet. He says you got the finance company, you got the auto company, everything for free, for less than cash. Who out there, raise your hands, if I would offer you, or if you were able to buy my $20 bill for $12, and we've actually seen it in the financial crisis and everywhere else, what drives that kind of discount or valuation or irrationality is emotion. It can't have to do with anything that makes any sense whatsoever. And we're also going to talk about volatility here, because when you think about, most people are so afraid of investing in something that fluctuates. The reality is, if the economy goes to zero, the money in the bank isn't going to be worth anything. Mm-hmm. So you're really talking about, how much fluctuation am I comfortable with? If it's a little bit, I'll get a little bit of return. If it's a lot of fluctuation, I should expect a lot of return. But if you're really worried about losing all of your money because the world's going to come to an end, you know, we're talking about, you know, of course, we've got North Korea and we've got Trump and the U.S. and China now. And we're in discussion, we're actually out here in Durango, we're coming live from Durango, Colorado. And, you know, we were like, what's the probability that this is going to happen? It's small.
Yeah.
But if it were to happen and things were to escalate, it may not. It just probably wouldn't matter where you had your money.
You know, I was with a client. He's 86 years old. He just turned 86 about 2 weeks ago. And I asked him, I said, you know, things are pretty tough right now. There's a lot of uncertainty. Is this the worst you remember? And he said, Mark, you know, actually, I go back to 1968. You know, we're in war, and you look back at 63 with Kennedy getting shot, President Kennedy. Then you had Bobby Kennedy. Then you had Martin Luther King, 1968. You had the riots going on, the people protesting the war. He said, if we had this 24-hour news source back then, he goes, we were paying attention to it, but we were so darn busy working. And until you read the newspaper or, you know, possibly catch the 6 o'clock news, you really didn't know what was going on nationally in our country. But he thought that, in his perspective, it was a train wreck.
Think of this. Train wrecks. Think of emotions. Think of the headlines on magazines, what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
In 1986, we had the prime interest rate at 21.5%, mm-hmm. right? We had the front of one of the, I'm trying to remember the mag, it might have been Fortune, with a bull on its back with a sword through it, and the caption read, "The bull is dead."
Yeah.
And it was the beginning of the biggest bull market mm-hmm. in history, but they were selling magazines, or the other magazine, the most admired company on Wall Street. Do you remember what the company was?
No.
Enron.
Yeah.
The most admired
okay.
company. So you could have avoided the market based on that headline, or you could have bought Enron based on the headline. Both would have been the absolute worst things you could have possibly done. And this is where our very, very first, and the reason it's the number one fundamental and principle of being successful, is having a professional, and we're talking our own book here, I get it, but unless you're going to really devote the time, just the example I gave earlier on a stock that was really cheap, but people are selling it. It's, by the way, it traded like 6 times its volume. So a lot of people were just happy to make a gain, didn't realize they were giving up a lot of gain. It's have an advisor and a team and have a thoughtful, comprehensive financial plan. And we're not saying with us. We're saying with, there's good advisors out there. Are they an RIA? Do they put your interests first? Do they have a comprehensive team of CPA, CFA, and people that, risk management, insurance specialist, you know, an entire team that's going to coordinate all the stuff that you do. One of the professionals that's president of a company that's with us on this trip, I said, well, you know, who are you with? And he gave me his financial advisor. I said, how's he done for you? He goes, terrible. He never reaches out. There's no proactivity here. It's like, well, he's hired, he's paying for a professional, but he's not getting the benefit of a professional.
Yeah. You know, it's comforting because obviously us financial advisors, we're not working 24 hours a day, and we do take time off to be with our families, plan family vacations. And how comforting it is for me as an advisor, I'm sure for you as well, Ron, that we've got our research team busy at work. There was two trade notifications that came out this week on adjustments that we made in our portfolios. And our clients like the fact that, you know, they're getting that trade notification sent to their email from our office. They know why we bought or sold a position in their portfolio. And it takes a team. I believe it's almost impossible to do this business as a silo by yourself. If you can, I don't know how well a person can actually do it. So you're exactly right. You hit the nail on the head. Having that comprehensive team working together for the common good of the client makes all the difference.
And there's a couple key components of that for success within the family. One is that both husband and wife are on the same page, because so often we see plans not get executed well, or they're half-baked in the way that they get executed, because not everybody's on the same piece, or they've got different professionals working on one piece of the puzzle and they're not coordinating everything together. So you need to have someone who's going to think about Social Security, big deal. Where are you going to get the income? How are you going to maximize or reduce taxes? Pay attention to inflation, retirement accounts, estate planning, your fees and expenses, healthcare risk, insurances, and make sure that there's a coordinated effort where both spouses are on the same page.
Yeah. You know, we just had a review done about a month ago. The couple was sitting in our office. We were doing a comprehensive review, and the husband really liked to go deep in the weeds, and the wife didn't. But she had that confidence by the time we got done with the meeting that, hey, it's all being taken care of, and we move forward.
Yeah, and I know you just came back from a great summer vacation. We all love to plan our summer vacation. But how many of you spent more time planning your summer vacation than you're spending on your financial planner with your team? It's a pretty scary thought. We have a 5-step action plan, and it's customized just for you. And it covers these 5 essential areas we talked about. There's no cost in doing this, so you've absolutely got nothing to lose. Give us a call at 888-419-8513. You'll get straightforward, objective advice that will help you make the most out of every penny that you have. We are a Hall of Fame Barron's team. We've been on the list for 10 years. You've got the firepower of 120-some internal stakeholders around the country in 51 locations. We're very good. We're humbly confident what we do, but we can give you a second opinion. You could go execute it somewhere else. 888-419-8513. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host Mark Schlittman, and you're listening to Wealth and Wisdom.
He's seen good times and bad times, and he's got the gray hair to prove it. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Great American moments have happened on the Mall.
Ask not what your country can...
The Great American Debate continues.
Get a load of this.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall. WMAL.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
If you want to create true wealth, true wealth for you and your family, it's not about trying to time the market. It just isn't. I know it's tempting. I know people think they can do it. It just doesn't work. And it's certainly not about taking huge risks or making knee-jerk emotional decisions. It's about focusing on a handful of principles and fundamentals. I've been doing this for 35 years. Mark's been doing this for 21 years. Collectively, our group has been doing this for several hundred years. And quite frankly, we know what works. Welcome back. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom. I'm your host, Ron Carson, with my co-host, Mark Schlittman, special guest and partner from Quincy, Illinois. We're going to continue to talk about the fundamentals and principles that work at any age, at any economy, at any market. We're not guessing. These are tested in the trenches principles, fundamentals that ultimately will help you gain and hit your goals and objectives, the things that are really important to you. We talked about a professional. Talked about a plan, having the spouse on board, having a team that not just focus on one piece of the puzzle, but everything. But then as part of that plan, Mark, and this is one, is people are not matched right now. There's a big mismatch between downside risk, how much risk they think they're taking versus how much risk they're actually taking. What are you seeing on this?
You know, I've been seeing it for over 20 years, Ron, that I think a few mistakes, first of all, is not having a comprehensive plan that's personalized to your goals and your needs. But I typically have seen that one of two things. Either people stay aggressively invested on all their holdings when they hit retirement, or sometimes you see them get extremely conservative because they don't want to lose any of it. And I think the one thing, fortunately, that we all face is longevity risk.
Yes.
You know, are we going to be here till 85, 95, 105? I'm banking on 115, is where I want to be when I take my last breath. And if we plan for that, great. But also, I do believe people don't feel comfortable when they go to bed at night knowing that there is not an exit strategy on their portfolio. Some downside protection that, hey, are we just going to ride this out like our last financial advisor did in 2008, where it took more than 5, 6, maybe 7 years to actually get back to where you broke even? And a lot of people don't want to go through that turmoil, that emotional turmoil, seeing their million-dollar portfolio dropping down to $400,000. But also knowing, Ron, that, you know, as you know with our strategies, you know, we can't guarantee against loss, but you can sure darn minimize the downside. And having that threshold in your portfolio that each of our clients know what their family index number is, what they can afford to possibly lose temporarily, but also giving them that confidence that there is a strategy that's by design and not by default, mm-hmm. that you just get so emotional over your portfolio that you sell out.
That's a really good point. Matter of fact, all my listeners, all of our listeners right now, Mark, I got a challenge for you. I want you to ask your financial advisor. This is very simple to do, by the way. Ask your financial advisor, A, what is our sell discipline? Mm-hmm. If they're like, well, if they give you some long explanation, there should be a very succinct, what is a sell discipline?
Yep.
The strategies themselves should have sell discipline. Your overall plan should have a sell discipline. What is a sell discipline? And number two, how much downside risk do we have? The advisors should absolutely know that number. And here's my challenge for you is get the number. We can do a downside. There's no cost or obligation to do this to tell you exactly based on the scenarios of the last three or four bear markets we've had, the correlation coefficients. There's a real science that goes into this. We can actually tell you what your downside is and what your upside expectation is. 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. We will tell you what your downside risk. You owe it to yourself to know, especially, is the market going to go up or down? I have no idea over the short term here. Buffett was out this week saying the market's going to a million over the next 100 years, and that'd be pessimistic. I think he's right.
Yeah.
But could it go down 50% before it goes to a million? Most certainly will, in my opinion. You have to understand not to get scared out of the market. Make an emotional bad decision. Sell discipline. What's your downside risk? Two questions you can figure out. Are you getting true value from your financial advisor? And I like what Reagan said. He goes, we trust but verify. You can trust your team but verify that the number, at least get a second opinion on what that downside risk number is. 888-419-8513. We'll give it to you.
Absolutely. It's very comforting having that conversation with a client. Mark, let's repaint and go back to 2008, end of 2008. What would have this strategy been down? And to be able to tell them it had been down 12.43%, that's your number. That's what it would have done in 2008. Your other strategy may be down a lot less or some be down a lot more. But having that confidence that you know what that number is. And a lot of times diversification is one way to do something. But also if you're diversified in several different mutual funds and you really don't know what's inside the mutual funds, there's a tremendous amount of overlapping as we know. That you may own the same 12 stocks in that fund as you own in this fund over here. On paper, you feel like you're really diversified. You're going to do a great job on minimizing risk, but the overlapping internally is there. And if there is no absolute sell discipline on the portfolio, more than likely you're going to go down with the market.
Well, and attribution analysis is important. So often we'll see someone come in with a handful of different things or 401k. When you really break down what the holdings are beneath the surface, there's a lot of overlap. They have cool names that sound different than one another. Right. But the reality is you've really concentrated risk maybe in a particular sector or in an individual name. This also happened, by the way, back during the dot-com era. I don't care what the name was. It could be XYZ Growth and Income or Tech Fund. And they had some of the same five or six holdings. They were, we called them the four horsemen back then. And, you know, when things started to turn down, people were like, wow, I didn't know, had no idea I had that kind of risk in my portfolio. Let's talk about income. Another principle is being able to have a sustainable income stream. Last night, I was actually in Aspen, had a chance to go meet a successful, very successful money manager from Chicago who runs alternative. He actually runs a volatility fund. And he said, you know, Ron, a lot of people are starting to use volatility as a fixed income part of their portfolio. I go, well, that's interesting. I said, do you pay income? None. I go, well, how does that give you income? He goes, because it inside of fixed income market today, it reduces downside risk, and people mentally want to be able to say, hey, maybe if I can just make money, I'll take out his 10-year compounded returns 18% in any kind of market environment. And so you can think about taking income. You can have an appreciation and take that out, and it's a capital gain versus ordinary income. But the point is looking for alternative ways to not be correlated or have it go up or down with the stock market, but be able to pull an income stream out. A lot of the strategies we recommend for clients actually do that. It's not about going to buying a CD, putting in a bank, buying a long-dated bond is going to give you no return but all kinds of downside risk.
Yeah, and knowing what that number is overall for the portfolio for the client, and everyone's different. It may be very similar between two different people, but a lot of people are very different. And, you know, what is that income number you need to have? You know, do you need to make sure your portfolio grows consistently every year by 1%, 2%? And we both know there's a lot of people that have a zero.
Yeah.
They really don't need to take any risk. They've accumulated enough assets outside of inflation that they can just live the rest of their life and not have any money at risk. But so many times what we do find out, Ron, is that people are investing based on what they want and not what they need. And we all want that 20% return. But if you strive to get what you want on your entire portfolio, you're more than likely going to compromise what we need.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in the spirit of being here in Colorado, I mean, I see people that are just playing high.
Yeah.
When it comes to what expectations are.
Yeah.
For what, you know, for example, some of the pension plans out there today are still, and I actually sit on, I'm on the finance and investment committee for a college here in the U.S. And up until a few years ago, they were still assuming they were going to get a 7.5% return on the fixed income part of the portfolio. And I go, how on earth? Well, that's what the consultant says because that's what it did in the past. The market doesn't give a dang what happened in the past, doesn't care what you paid for anything, and that's a great way to go flat broke. And being 85 years old without any income because you outspent it or you were making expectations based on something that happened in the past, you just don't want to be there today. So really putting some what-if scenarios in. And another big what-if scenario is plan for the worst, hope for the best, right? If you take care of the downside, the upside will take care of itself.
Yeah.
What if you lose your job today? What if you don't get that inheritance? What if, you know, you planned on selling this business for X amount of dollars? So you want a best case plan, a worst case plan, and the most probable case plan, and continue to update that. And the where you're going to draw the income stream is the most critical piece of that because that's what you're going to live on.
You know, it's interesting you bring up that we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. I was telling Andrew on our hike today, preparing for our big hike tomorrow.
You went on a hike today?
It was okay. We do a stroll.
A stroll.
A stroll.
Okay.
Got the legs warmed up, right? But I golf 2-3-4 times a year, just because I like golf, but I just haven't made the time for it. And Ron, I was in my golf cart. But I was in a golf cart. Person next to me were in a chamber golf outing, and I was driving the golf cart to the second to last hole. All I remember briefly is looking down at my phone. It was 4:20 in the afternoon, and a golf ball comes across into the golf cart, hits me in the forehead. Now, what are the chances of that?
Yeah.
And I it swelled.
Well, it depends whether you're sitting out on a driving range or not.
No. It felt like it. It felt like it. So then I researched it, and I was like, wow. According to Golf Digest, over 40,000 people go to the hospital every year due to a golf-related accident.
Wow.
And my daughter said, you're just a statistic. And my son goes, no, he's not, because he didn't go to the hospital. So there's more people than that actually go to the hospital. But, you know, we always joke about, you know, it's not the bus you see coming, nor is it the golf ball you see coming at you either. And what is that going to be, that disruption in your life? And I was very grateful, didn't black out, I remember everything, did not hit my temple, didn't hit my eye, my tooth, it all worked out. But even though we know that now that there's 40,000 people that get injured on a golf course, the one thing that is very true if you invest money in the market, at some point in time, you're going to lose money.
Yeah.
It's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
And so protect against that.
Or fluctuation.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about more of an account, but getting an income out of your portfolio is critical. And how do you do that without betting the farm, especially with the market elevated at the, it is today? And there's no doubt about it. We don't know if it's going up or down, but we can tell you that it's not inexpensive relative to where it was in the past, but there's a lot of great things you can do, and you do have many options that you don't even probably know exist today. You need to understand the facts and what your options are with a simple income analysis. We'll do this. You've got nothing to lose. 888-419-8513. A simple income analysis will tell you what your options are. They're better than you think. Let's turn your portfolio into an income workhouse. Give us a call, 888-419-8513. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Mark Schlittman, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom.
How could you make your money go further in retirement? Learn how next on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 12:30. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Burns. Even as Puerto Ricans say they've been left behind in the Hurricane Maria recovery effort, that same feeling is permeating the Virgin Islands as well.
The U.S. and British Virgin Islands were dealt a 1-2 blow by hurricanes Irma and Maria. Irma during the first week of September, then Maria 2 weeks later. Aid is reaching the U.S. Virgin Islands slowly, complicating the situation. Many goods bound for the Virgin Islands come via also hard-hit Puerto Rico.
Correspondent Robin Kernow there. Annapolis is hosting a rally in support of President Trump today. Organizer Jerry Cave says it has a somewhat different feeling from other similar events.
You're going to see some speakers from minority communities that a lot of people, because the media doesn't show it, you wouldn't expect that they support Donald Trump. But many of Donald Trump's policies, they're going to benefit all Americans, but some of them will actually benefit minority Americans more.
The rally's co-sponsored by Maryland for Trump, the National Diversity Coalition for Trump, Muslims for Trump, and Sikhs for Trump. At 12:32, we go back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center for an update. We go to Bill Brosey.
The accident eastbound I-66 at Route 123 has been moved off to the shoulder, and the vehicle fire we had earlier in Virginia on southbound I-95 at Lorton Road has been cleared. But we still have problems on Markham Street North near Little River Turnpike. An accident blocks all lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly sunny, getting up to a high of 68 today, down to around 50 and clear tonight. Tomorrow looks sunny, high around 70. Monday and Tuesday both clear, high at 75. Right now 64 in Centerville, 64 in Hyattsville. We're at 67 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
IT orchestration stories from CDWG. A government agency needed to prepare for the future, but its IT infrastructure was stuck in the past. So CDWG orchestrated a converged infrastructure solution featuring Dell EMC technology. It modernized their data center using the industry's most innovative infrastructure portfolio. Servers and storage by Dell. IT orchestration by CDWG. Learn more at cdwg.com/Dell. CDWG. People who get it.
Hey friends, it's Eric Stewart, and I've got a number of free seminars coming up to be held at the North Bethesda Marriott and the Tysons Corner Marriott in October and November. You'll hear how to get your house ready to sell for top dollar, what improvements will make you money, how to interview a realtor before you hire one, and when is the best time to put your house on the market. And I'm inviting you to attend free, but space is limited. So go to my website at ericstewartgroup.com, and right at the top of the page, you'll see a registration link. You can register now and get your spot reserved. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
It's so easy to get us distracted today about investing your funds, whether it's in retirement, your non-qualified assets, because the news headlines and personal finance magazines and the media and everybody is coming at you with different opinions. And have you ever noticed that when things are going well, they put more people out there to talk about how great it's going to stay. And if things are going bad, they put more people out there about how bad it's going to get. Just forcing your emotions to the extreme, which is absolutely the wrong time you should be making and taking and listening to this kind of advice. It's enough to drive you crazy. Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host today, Mark Schlittman, my partner from Quincy, Illinois, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom. There are so many good principles and fundamentals, if you follow, you're going to stack the odds in your favor. Like Mark said, we can't guarantee anything because the regulators won't let you. But I'm telling you, my 35 years in the profession, you're 21, we have 100 and some people working at the Carson Group that support our partners. We've seen it. If you follow these principles, you're going to be successful. There's just, it's going to dramatically improve your odds. Now, maybe short of the world coming to an end, but really, is it going to matter where you have your money?
No.
If the world comes to an end. And let's move right into the very next one. It's your favorite. It's a big one that I think gets not nearly enough attention, Mark, and that's creating a forward-looking tax investment strategy to pay fewer taxes, and not just investment strategy, but also withdrawal strategy of those assets.
You know, there is a lot of conversation out right now. Are taxes going to go down this year? Are they going to go down next year? There's a lot of things going on in Washington. You know, no one knows yet what's going to happen next year. But I will tell you one thing is when you sit down and do a comprehensive, customized plan with a client, and we had a couple in our office, and they did our online portal, they were able to go online and actually do the customized answer the questions and fill out the information online and have this interaction with us in our office before we even get together.
Yeah.
And so we get to know a lot about the person, their goals, their desires. And they really, through the planning process and asking some questions, what was really top of mind for them and close to their heart is they together donate about $50,000 to $75,000 a year to their local church and other not-for-profits. And together they are high in net income earners. They're earning around $600,000 a year. And they don't want to take a whole lot of risk with all their money in the market. And they've got about $400,000 sitting in cash and wanting to know what to do with it. And we looked at things, and they're normally they gift, you know, like I said, between $50,000 and $75,000 a year. So we looked at, and we brought in our friends at Fidelity, and looked at the donor advised fund.
Yeah.
And we were able to look at, you know, let's go ahead and look at it, talk to their accountant, and make sure we're all on the same page. Look at doing that accelerated gifting this year. So at the end of the day, it looks like we're going to take about $250,000, put it into the donor advised fund. They're going to get a full deduction for 2017. So by doing that, if taxes do go down next year, which we do not know, they're getting a larger deduction this year. Which they need.
Yes.
And we're able to take that money, put it into the donor advised fund. They can still distribute money out next year or whenever they want to. There's no restrictions on that. And it goes in line with what they want to do. And what really touched me the most was she goes, we've never had somebody go through an in-depth analysis to find out what's important to us. And by us taking this next step with you, we're able to go much deeper in what really matters the most. And also they're going to be very appreciative getting this. I think we estimate around $118,000 back on their taxes when they get the tax return back in April. So they're getting a large deduction. But at the end of the day, that mattered somewhat to them. But the fact is that this money now is parked over into the donor advised fund, and it's carrying out the wishes that they want to have happen for the rest of their lives, and they plan on adding to it next year and the year after that. So it's not always about how can I get the most return for every single dollar, but how can we carry out actions that support what we want to have happen, and it's not the same for everybody.
It's called a return on psyche.
Great.
Return on psyche, right? I mean, you said something, Mark, that I think a lot of people are confused about when they think about their CPAs, is the CPA did not do this. It
Correct.
Took a comprehensive team that knew all the pieces to actually do this, and it may not be your CPA's expertise. They're extremely busy. They do a good job of recording history, things that had already happened in the past. And there's a few out there that do proactive planning, but most of the time it's up to you individually, or you're hopefully you have a good proactive team, like in that example where you said, hey, it's important to you. You can use the deduction now. It makes a lot of sense to do it now. Plus the return on psyche, right? We talk about true wealth, all that we have that money can't buy and death can't take away. When I was first in the profession, I saw people giving money away because I was flat broke. I'm like, how do you do that?
Right.
And now you see people's like, you know, they're going to die and there's going to be a lot of wealth left. It's not going to do them any good where they're going. So why not have the great satisfaction of helping people today while we're living?
Yeah. And also a sideline to that as well, that they really appreciate it. They've been wanting to give to other charities, but they didn't want people to know it was them. And so they're able to take it and distribute the money from the fund anonymously, which also carries out another big wish for their well-being. They don't want to be approached and be thanked for it. It's something they're doing from their heart. And that the return on psyche, just like you said.
Yeah. They're neat people, and I haven't even met them.
Yeah.
You know, Mark, you get tons of questions at the office. We get them at the office. But a lot of people just want a question. They want to ask an advisor. They're afraid because they think it's a dumb question. And by the way, there's no such thing. We will answer every single question. If you email me, ron@wealthfromwisdomradio.com. That's ron@wealthfromwisdomradio.com. It could be on Social Security. It could be on most efficient way to withdraw money on your IRA or 401k. It could be just, hey, Ron, we don't want to do this income analysis, but can you give us some ideas on things we could do? Or here's a scenario that we have. We'll get right back to you, and it absolutely will not cost you anything. Part of, you know, why I do what I do is when I die, I want to provide meaning and purpose to family, friends. Just in general, I want to be able to help you. I want to make a deposit, and that's why we're more than happy to do pro bono work and to answer these questions for you. Let's move into the next principle, and this is one that gets neglected a lot, is have a strategy to optimize your Social Security. There's $10 billion, our government knows this, left from just inefficient requests of benefits, that the difference between what you legally could withdraw and what's available to you. And this, for a lot of people, is going to be the foundation of it. And I have to admit, as a financial advisor, for a big portion of my career, this was something I really didn't understand until we brought additional resources into the firm, i.e. CPAs and people that deal in this world, just the gap between by not putting a lot of effort into it and how much additional benefit you can withdraw. And now it's one of the most popular, I think it's a huge value add. And it's, I don't care how much money you have, it's important to people.
You know, and I see the number one reason when I ask people who take Social Security early, so they take it at 62 or 63, 65, whatever the number is, the common answer I get, which I think is probably the single worst answer, is they don't think it's going to be there.
Yeah,
it's going to go broke. And I was part of that camp in the 90s.
Yeah.
Until I realized that our government has the innate ability to tax us as much as they really want to.
Yeah.
And while they can do that, I really don't believe in my heart that Social Security may be different.
Yeah.
It may be different, but is it going to go away? I don't know. I don't think that's the right answer. And
it's not.
And they could very easily reduce it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say they reduce it by 10%. So if you've already taken a reduction at age 62 because you don't think it's going to be there, then you get reduced by 10%. You've taken a double hit on your Social Security benefits, which may not be in your best interest either. And do the people really need the money? And until you test it, and you know, we have the planning software where we analyze it, you know, what is that crossover point? Because we don't know when we're going to die. But people want to know, what is that crossover point of taking it early with all the penalties versus living a longer life?
After this, in our next segment, I had dinner with Warren Buffett a couple of years ago. Jeannie and I did, and we had a long conversation about this. When I come back, I'm going to tell you what he had to say. But
Great.
Before that, I want to ask all of you, do you have an IRA or 401k plan and you're putting all this money into it? That's easy getting it in. But do you have a strategy for taking it out? Because you could trigger an avalanche of taxes, penalties, and everything else. You want to really plan now how you're going to do that before it's too late. And we can show you exactly how to do this. You've got absolutely nothing to lose. Give us a call, 888-419-8513. The truth is, some people will pay through the nose and taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less than you will if you don't pay attention. Who are you going to be? Give us a call, 888-419-8513. When we come back, I'm going to talk about my dinner I had with Warren Buffett, this very thing about Social Security and the U.S. government and its ability to tax. I'm Ron Carson with Mark Schlittman, and you're listening to Wealth and Wisdom Radio.
Trust, transparency, accountability. These are the values that drive Ron Carson and Carson Wealth. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up. That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest Gig Speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
IT orchestration stories from CDWG. A government agency needed to respond to more constituents with more workers in more places at once. So it turned to CDWG. CDWG orchestrated a mobility strategy featuring Dell Latitude notebooks that kept their people moving and their data safe. Mobility by Dell. IT orchestration by CDWG. Learn more at cdwg.com/Dell. CDWG, people who get it.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bollandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bollandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
If you have hard water, the Lime Scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Lime Scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Is it possible you could pay fewer taxes in retirement and keep this money for yourself? You could. Learn right here and right now on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
It's a sudden drop in the stock market, and everybody is saying sell, sell, sell. CNBC, Fox, MSNBC. There's headlines, newspaper, magazine articles all saying, get out while you can. You know, it's easy to be influenced by something, someone, and causing you this knee-jerk reaction. Think of decisions that you made, especially as it relates to an investment. Have you ever gone back and looked at the stuff of the price you've sold and what it would have done or what you bought or how long you waited? You made a lot of random series of decisions, and that's the fastest way to cut your nest egg in half. Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with my co-host, Mark Schlittman, one of my partners from Quincy, Illinois today. If you want to create true wealth for you and your family, it's by focusing on principles and fundamentals. 35 years in the trenches for me, 21 for Mark. We have 120 stakeholders that work with us at the Carson Group, and they have hundreds of years. We know what has been successful in the past, and we know what creates a lot of problems and will destroy your wealth. I want to come back to this because Gina and I, a few years ago, I used to be the business editor for a radio station. Warren Buffett's nephew has been a friend of mine for 20-some years, so I've had access to him over the years, and we got to sit down and literally talked the economy and philosophy for about 4.5 hours, and he could go on and on. The guy, literally, he's older than me by quite a ways. He has more energy than I do. And,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, he has more energy, or that night he did for sure. But this thing about, you know, you're so bullish all the time on the U.S. and everything. He says, Ron, first of all, it's the greatest economic system in the world. Yeah, do we have some problems? Certainly we do, but we always have. We always worked our way through. What people fail to realize is GDP, our gross domestic product, as exactly the equivalent of a balance sheet of an organization. He said our balance sheet has grown so much faster than the income we're actually pulling from that, i.e. the ability to tax. And he said, you know, as long as we have this sort of economic system and government that we have today, I'm very, very bullish on. And then this week he came out, which reminded me of that, saying I think the market's going to go to a million. So that's just not true for Social Security. It's true for the economy. And people buying services. We're going to have to eat every day. We're going to have to drive every day. There's certain things that are going to happen no matter what. I mean, a lot of what we spend money on is not discretionary. So, yeah, could you buy something, have it temporarily fall in value? Absolutely. But if you're really buying quality things, you're paying attention to them, time will promote and help you have a successful wealth accumulation plan. But you want to not take on more risks than you're absolutely comfortable with. One of these key elements, too, is inflation. And I remember, Mark, even at a small, you know, you hear the headline number, but our clients are experiencing a much higher rate of inflation. And it can be the silent killer of a portfolio. I remember being 10 years old, and I was watching as I always was saving money. I was relentless about saving money. And I think it was like Dan Rather, one of the news anchors of that day, came on and said, $1 in so many years was going to be worth 10 cents. And I jumped up and I went to my mom and said, could this possibly be true? And she goes, no, there's no way that it could be true. She didn't know. And but I'll never forget, you know, that resonated with me. And I guarantee you the dollar I would have had then is probably worth a few cents today, you know, thinking of, you know, how many years, you know, 43 years of inflation.
Yeah. You look at the silent killer too, Ron. As we know, you got inflation, you got fees and expenses. You know, you got the fees
yes.
and expenses that are – they're baked in the crust in a lot of people's portfolios. And I always go back and explain to people that want to know what they're paying. It's not always the fee that you're paying the advisor, but it's also the fee you're paying the brokerage firm, the trading department, the products that you're invested in. There's a lot of different hands getting paid, which a fee is a fee in absence of value. We all know
yes.
that. But what is that fee to make an educated decision if you are on the right course?
Reagan said something I thought was great. He said, inflation, fees, and expenses are as violent as a mugger, as frightening as an armed robber, and as deadly as a hitman.
Wow.
It's like, wow.
Yeah.
He really hit on that. Let's talk about fees and expenses because most people have no idea what they're truly paying. And yeah. like I said, what we've learned in our profession, there's been a shift today. People are demanding value beyond a doubt.
I agree.
They want to understand, I'm paying something, I'm getting something for that. There's a difference between paying something, getting nothing.
Yeah.
And we've seen people pay an advisory fee and they look at what their team's doing and they're just guessing, random series of decisions. So are you getting true value? Can you measure what you're getting? You can't get, in our society, there's nothing, nothing is for free. And so you, but what you have to be conscious about is, are you getting a commensurate amount of value for whatever the in anything, whether it's your financial advisor, your CPA, your car, your house, the groceries that you buy. Mm-hmm. You're not trying to get the cheapest thing. You want the best value.
Yeah. You know, we know we're us humans. We're not perfect, but I could handle errors of commission, but I cannot handle errors of omission.
Yes.
Where you're restricting information to the consumer for they cannot make an informed decision. That I do not, I just can't handle that as well. But, you know, it's amazing is that, you know, people, it's almost a full circle that people are wanting to have that extra service in their life. You know, you look at the Amazons of the world, you get online and you order and it's at your doorstep. We have a company in Quincy, Illinois, a pharmacy group that, you know, Brown Drug that delivers a prescription to your house. They've been doing it for years. And people are going back to, we want some value. If we're going to pay for what we're going to pay for, what kind of value are we going to get for the whole experience? And I think you hit the nail on the head, but we got to make sure that the consumer can make an educated decision on what is that overall fee and the service that they're getting for they can either make a decision, hey, this is a good value or it's not.
Absolutely. Yeah, like you said, human behavior, you know, we want a deal, but we want to get the most value possible. And then finally, the strategy of having an articulated plan for passing your assets on to the next generation or to charity,
right,
doesn't matter. But so often we see people have no strategy at all. And if you don't have an estate plan, everything you own, your house, your cars, your investments, everything could be tied up in years or longer, and it could cost your estate all kinds of legal fees and probate costs. And you don't want the government to be the benefit of that. And it's going to be an ugly process. It's going to be a burden to your heirs. I had a call with a prospect from Vail, Colorado just this week. And they're like, we're waiting for a ruling on some things that we did that the IRS said we couldn't do. And she says it's been going on for years. And it's just frustrating. And all this money is tied up and has been frozen as a result of that. So having an effective game plan is so important.
And one that's implemented.
Yes.
How many times have you seen, I know I've seen in my 21 years, where the people have set up the trust, they've done everything, but there's nothing in the trust, and there's nothing entitled to go into the trust to make it active at passing. So it's almost like they took it all the way to the 5-yard line, but somebody needs to take it across and make sure it's being properly funded.
Well, the attorney built the house, but he didn't move in. A lot of people think yeah, it all happens together, and it just doesn't.
Yeah.
So here we are. We're just entering fall. And my question for everybody out there is, did you take a vacation this summer? If so, stats show you probably spent more time planning that vacation than you did planning for what your retirement's going to look like in the future. And that's super scary. It is for me. I know it is for you. We can help you get back on track or give you confidence that you're on track for our 5-step action retirement plan. This customized plan covers 5 essential areas that are critical to cause you not to have pain and consequences in the future. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. We cover Social Security, taxes, risk, income, and really how to just get most out of your entire portfolio. It doesn't cost you anything to do. Give us a call, 888-419-8513. You'll get straightforward, objective advice. We make the complex simple through total transparency, a game plan in common language, and understanding truly where you're at. Give us a call, 888-419-8513. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host today, Mark Schlittman, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom.
Risk, Social Security, income, taxes, estate planning. Every week we talk about how to make your money go further in retirement, right here on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
The preceding program was paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program were not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.